Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
I'm so happy to be with you all. There's a ton of people already on the call. I noticed people started getting on at like 20 minutes before the call. And, you know, me too. I've been sitting here going, is it time yet? Honestly, I have. Okay, so Marcia's laughing. Okay, so here's my, I just want to mention, by the way, to all of you who did get on the call early and who are listening to the replay and on these calls, I just want to thank you. I just want to say thank you, and I want to validate you for being here and for listening to this series and for bringing your A game to these calls, because there's a couple of things that my goal is to accomplish on these calls, and one of them is to let you know this is a safe space for you. This is your oasis in the middle of the day or in the end of the day or whenever you listen to these calls. This is your chance to give to you. So play full out. Be here. You can listen passively if you want, but listening actively gets you so much more, you get a lot more out of it when you do that. So know that these calls are here for you. They're designed for you to get the most out of them that you possibly can. Also know that these calls are very dynamic. We have 24 different guests on these series. So you're going to get everything from tips and tools and techniques, which we're doing today. Some of the shows are more esoteric, more heart-centered, which you've experienced as well, that are coming up. Some of them are more experiential. A lot of them are experiential. So we have information that appeals to everyone. So stick with me for the 24 speakers, because you will get a little like continuing education credits by the end of this series. It's a lot. And one of the best things about the calls is over the last 12 years of doing live radio, I have built amazing relationships and interviewed almost everyone in the personal development industry, and they have worked directly with my team and I to create the best deals possible of their products. Slam dunk, the lowest price possible ever done in the history of the Internet, and then it goes away in 2 days. So I just want to let you guys know that they have exclusively discounted their materials to make it easier for you to be able to get hours and hours and hours and hours of their content. And today is definitely, I must say, the top of that line, because I got to tell you what happened. First of all, my guest today is Marcia Weider, and she has not only appeared on Oprah and Today Show, and her message has been heard by millions and millions of people. She was featured on the PBS National Television special, Making Your Dreams Come True. She happens to be Jack Canfield's coach and is just an amazing girlfriend, I must say. Marcia is so much fun to hang out with, so authentic, so beautiful. She has certified close to 1,000 dream coaches to teach her masterful work because it needs to continue in the world. And I just love you and welcome you.
I'm thrilled and honored. And anybody that's new to your work, Lisa, though it's hard to imagine that anybody is, because you're like me, you've been around forever.
Uh-huh.
You know, but anybody that's new, I mean, I really want to just acknowledge you, because you're a very different kind of interviewer. First, you're somebody who really does consume, as do I, this kind of information and knowledge and resource.
I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you and I both know that if you're serious about transforming your life or anybody else's, that we are a continual work in progress.
And oh, definitely. Yes.
if I look in my checkbook at what do I spend my money on, it's this, growth and development.
So full on. I mean, I was even listening to your stuff up to head. I was looking at all of, I'm crazy like that, but I've been bugging your team. Wait, my password. I need the new password.
We definitely have some cool stuff, and I'm so excited about it. But I really wanted to just take a moment and thank and acknowledge
you
because you put together extraordinary people. You bring both the heart space so that we can really feel and touch into what matters to us, but also you're very committed. I mean, you called me and you said, Marcia, make sure that you deliver the practical, actionable items so people can really take this and put it into use in our everyday lives. So
yes. I'm very
I love that about you.
The takeaway is very important for me. I want people to get as much as they can, which is why I literally said that.
And, you know, it's one of the places where you and I meet because Dream University is also, we're very whole-brained. We want to be visionary and creative, but we also have to be practical and strategic in order to actually make those dreams come true, not just dream the dream.
You are really good at this, though. I was watching your videos, and you're so, this is who you are. This is so who you are. You could talk for 16 straight hours and not give the same information twice. I'm telling you, you have so much
information. You know, I'm about to turn 55, and
really?
I will tell you, when I was 25, I never imagined that the next 30 years of my life would be dedicated to helping people achieve their dreams. So
wow.
There's the dream that I had for life, and then there's the dream that life had for me.
Mm.
And I'm just getting caught up to it. So
now
I can say, aha, the next 30 years of my life will be about making dreams come true. So I would have never imagined it 30 years ago.
Well, I was watching, you know, some of the videos, and all of the goals and dreams that you have ever set into motion using your techniques, you have actually created.
Well, I have, but let me also say there's been defeat and disappointment and loss and grief.
Yeah.
You know, the greatest thing that we can really do when we're really committed to developing the ability to become a masterful manifester and use these wonderful laws of attraction is really to know that it's really about how do you deal with what life deals you. Because, you know, people would say to me, well, do you guarantee you're going to make my dreams come true? I'd say no, but I can guarantee if you practice the principles that we're going to talk about on intention and integrity and living more in purpose and clarifying your vision and not being stopped by your doubt, et cetera, your life will transform and improve for the better. But
yes.
At the end of the day, life has its plan for us. And I think the best thing that we can do is get ourselves into right relationship with it, develop the courage and the skill to say no and no thank you, and make choices that are in the highest good with our integrity and our soul. But the truth of it is I've made many wonderful dreams come true, and I
yes.
definitely have experienced tremendous loss and suffering along with many, many others.
Well, that's one of the things we're going to talk about today is how to deal with your doubter and how to get over
yes.
obstacles. But when you really do, we're going to do these 10 steps, and when you really do them, you get into a fallback mechanism. Like if something stumps you, you go, okay, I got to go back to step 5. I got to go back to step 5 and deal with my doubter because the doubter's up for me right now. And Marcia said it would be, and here it is in my face, so let's now, what do I do? Where was this the thing? Do you... And that's what I love, because you get some concrete here. There's a proven method for overcoming doubt and fear that you have. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit. Marcia's going to do a little bit of a rapid-fire coaching with me today. She's going to be, and you guys are all going to play along. And so I want you to start off by thinking of a goal that you might have in mind. It could be a long-term. It could be a short-term. It could be something that you want to achieve, you haven't yet achieved, and we're going to start to put this dream of yours, I should call it a dream, because why do you use the distinction between dream versus goal, by the way?
Yes. And then, you know, a dream in my world is anything that you want. It doesn't matter if it's personal, professional, relationship, health, financial, spiritual community, you know, and for me, I mean, the goal becomes more definitive and focused. Sometimes in the early phase of a dream, it might be maybe someday I would like to live overseas, or gee, one of my dreams, that's usually the feeling, it's kind of a maybe someday, and then we turn it into projects and goals and strategies, and the challenge is that if you go to strategy too soon, you'll often compromise the dream down to what you realistically believe is possible.
Yes.
You know, so we want to. I want to teach you how to dream. You know, and some of you might say, well, I'm a really good dreamer, but I need work in the strategy department. Or you might say, well, I'm a great strategist, but I've become overly realistic. So we're going to talk about both of those.
Okay.
And so Lisa, the question you asked is very important.
Right.
The difference between a dream and a fantasy, like winning the lottery, is that in a dream you can design a strategy. And however, if you go to strategy too soon, you'll compromise your dreams down to what you realistically believe is possible or based on what's in your checking account. And that's not really the criteria for dreaming. And the difference between a dream and a fantasy, and dream and a goal, like you asked, is that when we get into the goal setting, that's when we turn the dreams into projects, strategies, and action steps, which we're going to talk about during this call.
Okay. All right. So is it right to ask people to think of what they want as their dream right now, or and now
yes.
We set an intention around it?
So, I mean, you know, this question is, you know, so there's another word, dream and intention. A lot of people use those words interchangeably as well. They might say, well, my intention is to write a best-selling book, you know, or my intention is to, you know, travel to a foreign country. They might say, my prayer is to, you know, get a new job, or my goal is to get a new job. So, how we use the words, what's important is that you know what you mean. So to get the most out of this call, simply think of something that you want that matters to you and or that you're passionate about.
Should we write this down?
And absolutely write it down.
Okay.
You know, you've got to get the dream out of your head. Otherwise, it's in there with your shopping list, your agenda, your to-do list. We want to get clear and specific. And by the way, the biggest dreamers are able to articulate their dream with clarity and succinctly. So one sentence. It could be my dream is to get healthy and physically fit. It could be that my dream is to start or grow my own business. It could be that my dream is to go on exotic vacation. It could be a simple dream, like my dream is to spend more quality time with family and friends. Or it could be a big mega dream that is, I want to change the world and make it a better place kind of dream.
Ooh, okay. And
yeah.
Do we need to do a by when, like by what specific date?
No, when we start to do a by when, now we're into the goals and projects.
Ah.
So before we move into that, we want to hear what the doubter is saying, because the doubter, and we're gonna talk about this more obviously, but the doubter, and I'm an expert. I've spent 30 years developing a doubt removal system.
Oh.
And your life really does change when you're no longer stopped by your doubt and fear. But if we went right now into let's put this by when, the doubter could have us compromise on that. You know, and make it further out or raise the bar or start saying things like you don't have the money, never mind, and we start to compromise the dream. So we don't want – the only thing we want to get specific about, and this you can do when you get off the phone, is what does it look like? Where are you doing it? Who are you doing it with? You want to put some more meat on the bones and clearly define what the dream is. But for the purpose of this call and our process, one sentence, knowing what your dream is. And just pick one. You probably have many. And if you don't have one, then your dream is to have a new dream, and we can work on that as well.
Okay. All right. So set that intention for you. And so I have a specific deal that I want to work out. So I want to make so I would just say I want this deal to work out. I'm going to say by Thanksgiving 2011, because I kind of have a goal on that date. But that's all right. That's just my thing.
Right. But what's the dream? Is the dream to have, you know, host your own television show, for example?
Right. And the dream
is your dream to be known globally. What's the bigger dream that the project is in service to?
So the bigger dream is to have the Aware Show be the biggest platform possible for amazing people like you to contribute your information to other people so that they can grow and learn in their lives. That's the goal. That's the big, huge picture, to make this platform the hugest possible so that it can get all of the messages out there that all of you amazing people have to as many people that can have it.
So I'm going to say something, but I want you, everybody that's listening, including this, I want us to take a deep breath in and breathe out. And do it one more time, breathing in and breathing out. And the exhale is really important, because what you're actually doing is emptying and making space. Because what I'm going to say could spin you just a little bit, but it's an exciting spin. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes your big dream is actually a strategy for an even bigger dream.
So what would you mean by that?
So I'm going to repeat it. Sometimes our biggest dream, you know, is actually a strategy for a bigger dream. And I think we can go two ways. We can absolutely work on the dream exactly the way you just stated it, to really create the, you know, the biggest possible platform. But really, the Aware Show is the strategy for a bigger dream that you have, Lisa Garr. Lisa Garr, come on down.
I see.
And what is the bigger dream?
The bigger dream is a conscious world.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
All the hairs on my arm just stood up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I just want to take a breath, because if we take that in just for a minute, everybody listening, you got to get a little, and my grandmother used to call it verklempt, choked up. You get a little choked up.
Yeah.
It takes courage to really go for this big, big dream that so many of us share right now, which is the awakening of the planet, this greater level of consciousness. In my words, remembering who we are and why we're here. Because really, making your dreams come true, I can teach you how to get new houses and cars and new jobs, and this technology will absolutely work on those dreams, or your dream to be paid well for doing what you love. This system will work on that. But it also, once you really discover your purpose and you reconnect to your soul's intention and you remember who you are and why you're here, then it really is in service to this bigger dream of awakening. And one of the ways that you're doing it, Lisa, is by making the Aware Show, giving it the biggest possible exposure, platform, and reach, because it's a proven and extraordinary way for accomplishing it. But I want to encourage you and our fabulous listeners today to really be suspicious in a really wonderful, positive way that, what if my big dream is actually in service to a bigger dream? Because what that does is it opens up greater possibility.
Well, it's interesting because, I have this, consciousness being mainstream dream that I have had forever, but there's people that are emailing, and I want you guys to know that this is also applies to you. Deb from Adelaide is saying that she wants to have more money. Catherine from Roanoke says that I have dreamed that I have a block to attracting a partner. Wow. So she wants a partner. Someone else from Ontario is looking for, again, finances and so forth. So this applies. What Marcia is saying is that you need to find the bigger purpose where it comes to the finances, the jobs, the partner, all of that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Money in any shape or form is a strategy for accomplishing a bigger dream. And the way that we know that is, I can ask you, if you had that money, what would you do?
Ah.
And that's going to start to focus you to the bigger dream. Now, please do not hear this as a judgment. First, not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa change the world dreams. Secondly, I know that the economy stinks right now. A lot of us have lost our retirement. There's a lot of fear and issues, but that kind of energy, as I'm sure others have talked about and will continue to, constricts and contracts us, and that is not a place where we are going to attract anything or everything. So if you can come back to, okay, my dream is to be a healer, or my dream is to inspire people with my message or my music, or if you can come back to your purpose, your passion, what has heart and meaning for you, and include in that your dream is to be paid well for doing that, that will open you up to a bigger conversation and a whole nother level of manifestation.
That makes perfect sense.
And this has been proven. This is not like just kind of, woo-woo if we think it. This is not click your heels together. This is really what matters to you and what are you willing to do about it.
And so that is how it lines up with your soul's intention.
Exactly.
That your soul's intention is the bigger picture. It's the purpose around it. It's how you align your purpose with your integrity.
Exactly, exactly, exactly. Like, a lot of people talk about intention, and I go into it. There's a whole module in the home study course where you can watch this piece about this video. But intention, there's a couple of levels. So first, intention is the rudder that will steer the course of your life. So you want to set an intention at this level of conversation for how you want your life to be. But that also includes saying no more to what's no longer true for you. And as you say no more and you start to clear away the clutter, you can say now what really matters to you. Imagine if someday soon when you open your calendar, what you actually, if what you see scheduled are the activities that are moving you forward on your dreams, all that are the expression of your heart and soul's intention. You see, this is what living on purpose is really about. This is what manifesting your dreams is really about. It's really living the life that you are called to live. And we are, you know, we've become very good problem solvers. We've become overly identified with our personalities, our identities, our fears, and our doubts. And a lot of us have forgotten who we are. And then we just put our head down and we say, but I need to make more money and I need to get my bills paid.
Right.
And you know, and then we go more asleep.
Right, because it gets into the blocks. Absolutely.
So let's go back to your dream, Lisa. So we can absolutely work with the dream the way that you had it. And go ahead and state it again so we can all get back on the same page.
Consciousness being mainstream.
That is, you know what? That's your big dream.
That is.
That
it is
really
to make it a household
word. Like, woohoo, that is it. And your dream is to be a major player in that happening.
Yes.
I think it's important not to assume that and not to leave it out.
Okay.
You know, and if you want to be known as somebody who's making the awakening and consciousness mainstream, then that's an important part of your dream as well. If you're okay whether it happens with you or without you, that's a different dream.
Interesting. Okay.
Put everything into the dream that you want. Leave out what you don't want.
Okay. Good point. Okay, so and being a major player in that dream.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and then you, that includes the Aware Show, so Lisa and the Aware Show, because that is the original dream that you stated, but we just opened it up because there's a deeper piece that will drive that, and if you can actually surf the bigger wave, you're going to get more momentum faster. That was a pretty good analogy, huh?
Yes.
I looked out my window. I'm at the ocean now in Santa Monica. I saw a wave. It's like, okay, ride the bigger wave.
That was one of your dreams, is to look out the window and see the ocean.
And I wanted to say that I only just moved here in March, and when I moved here, I looked out the window and I went, oh, my gosh, this was my lifelong dream. What the heck took me so long? So those of you that are listening, if you have lingering dreams, if you have the maybe someday dream, if you have the once the kids retire or I have extra time and money, which is never going to happen, forget it. This is the time that you act on your dream if you're committed to your own process of awakening. So the fact that you're on this call, you've carved out the time, or you're listening to the recording, you've already taken the first step. Congratulations.
I love that. I love that. That's great. Yeah. Okay, now you said a gem in there. You said no more, now what? What does
that
mean?
We have a whole module on this. This is a piece of work that I led at the Transformational Leadership Council, not the last one that meeting that you were at, but the one before. And Jack Canfield loved this so much. Him and John Gray were doing this process together in the front row. I was leading it. He called me the next day, and he said, can I take my group through this process? This is an integrity practice because of us are really crummy, especially women, at saying no thank you. Mm. You know, first of all, we think it's selfish to dream. And not only is it not selfish, but it's an act of generosity to have dreams for yourself because you're going to live a more passionate life, which is going to actually have you live a longer, healthier, happier life. So forget this idea that it's selfish to focus on your dreams. But when you clear away what's no longer true for you, meaning what's out of integrity with your heart and soul, what are you doing? You could write this down right now. What are you doing in your life that you're complaining about or whining about? I say with great love and affection. Mm-hmm. What are you whining about? What are you complaining about? What are you still doing that you know is no longer true for you? What are you doing that's sucking the life out of you? What are you doing that is out of integrity with your heart and soul? You've been done with it for a long time, but you just haven't quit. Now, it might be a group that you belong to. It might be a relationship that you're in. I hope not, but that could be the case. It might be a bad habit that you have. One guy I know said no more, something simple, no more television after dinner. And instead, he started walking with his kids. He got healthier. He got closer with his family just by saying no more to that one thing that was no longer true for him. So the reason I like this, you see, again, Lisa, before we take your big dream and start turning it into projects and action steps, let's clear away some clutter. Because now we'll be able to dream the bigger dream. So, Lisa Garr, what do you need to say no more to?
Well, wait, hang on one sec. I want to open up an opportunity for the people listening to the call to jump onto that website, which is theawareshow.com/weeder, W-I-E-D-E-R. And in that question section, now that we've defined what it means to have a dream, mine was, is consciousness being mainstream, can you type in there? Because I want to see where you all are. I mean, where are you in your dreams? Write it in there. Make it real.
What specifically do you want them to type, Lisa? Their dream, a one-liner?
Yeah. They want their dream, a one-liner.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I want their dream because it makes it real. And if it's okay that I can read it, then type it in there knowing that I might read it on the air here. So,
that would be wonderful.
Okay,
and also, Lisa, I just want to reflect back to you. Once, when you spoke your dream, you dropped you out of it again.
I did. Okay, so the Aware Show being major player in that dream. I have it written down
beautiful.
Right here.
Beautiful.
I wrote that down. So go ahead, go to that website, which is theawareshow.com/weeder, W-I-E-D-E-R. And I want you, I told you this is a working call here, so I want you to type in there, and if you're listening to the replay, type it in because I'll read it later, or write it down. Make sure that you get this into the ethers. I want you to make it real. And I might read a few of these on here. Someone was saying fitness is their goal but you need to chunk up. You need to get to the bigger purpose, the intention as to why fitness is the goal. Is it because you want to be healthy, to spend more time with your kids? Is it because you want to, how do you, and this person is asking, how do I stay motivated? Marcia's saying, if you connect it to your intention, the motivation won't be a problem.
Well, and for some people, it's you and I are wired that way. For some people, we'll take the dream and we'll turn it into a short-term project that you can easily accomplish in 30 days or less. That's going to be more motivating for you. So for some of us, we're motivated out of, oh, my gosh, this is an expression of my purpose. I'm very motivated and I'm jazzed. For some of us, turning it more into a project with action steps. And the reason I say, and we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but the reason I like the 30-day project is because it's a short enough period of time where you can stay passionate and excited about it, but a long enough period of time where you can actually produce a substantial result. And most of us, if not all of us, we need to see results in order to stay motivated and in action.
Okay, great. So, all right, so I want to be healthy, but Maryland and Chicago, why do you want to be healthy? My dream, Melissa St. Louis, my dream is to be employed by a Fortune 500 company as a legal analyst in the legal department. But once again, we need to chunk this up a little bit.
These are fine at a certain level. So when I opened the conversation and said sometimes your dream is a strategy in service to a bigger dream, it doesn't always have to be, because I think it's important. So what we're starting to hear in the last person, I'm sorry, her name was?
But
it was very, very specific. So she's starting to really paint the picture of what it looks like,
which
is a very important step, so good for her.
And then someone else is saying, I want to be well paid for making life more fulfilling and the world a more joyous place. And this other one says, my dream is to allow, Sue from Sunnyvale, my dream is to allow financial abundance in order to make a difference in the lives of children.
Yeah, so what I hear is kind of the combination of a service dream in terms of working with the children and a financial dream, which is actually really, really fine. We could say, okay, my dream is to be paid well for working with kids. And good for you. Most people would immediately say, I don't believe I can do this. I did work for many, many years with the Girl Scouts, and, people would say, well, they're not going to pay you any money. Well, it's true. They couldn't and they wouldn't. But I had a very powerful conversation with them and was able, with their help, to find a sponsor who underwrote my fee. They paid me thousands of dollars to sleep in a tent every year.
Right.
So it's really fine. So I think the question is, whether your dream, and Lisa, I know you personally, so I know that you're up to a bigger thing. But I want to say, if your dream, if you're listening to this call and your dream is to get healthy and physically fit, that's a perfectly fine dream. Now, Lisa's right. If you can get in touch with your why, that often is where the motivation will come from.
Right.
You know, I want to dance at my children's wedding is usually a lot more motivational than I want to add 5 years to my life.
That's true. When you get really specific,
when
that's
there's something
great.
That really there really is a why is this important to you?
Wow, that's great. This,
and then I really want to, or this next step around saying no more, is
okay.
This is people get, they catch their breath. They go, oh, because our lives are so full, which is why I had us take a deep breath and exhale. I actually think the path to enlightenment is to relax. Because when you exhale and you breathe out and you relax, it's like the grip of the ego that needs to know and wants answers now and is freaked out by how much is in your bank account.
Right.
All of that is so gripping and contracting that when we can exhale and say no more to what's no longer true, we make space in our life which allows for bigger, better, or new dreams.
Now, one person said saying doesn't the no more part is their second job, but they need that job for financial income. So how do they say no more because they don't like the job?
Yes, I think, you know, so sometimes you have to step things down. You know, I'm not a big fan of diving into an empty swimming pool. You have to put a little water in.
Okay.
Sometimes you have to wade in. Sometimes you have to get your tube, you know,
your
lifesaver.
Snorkel.
You know, but maybe there's a way that you can start to turn it down. I mean, I'll often talk to people who they'll know what they want to do, but they can't do it because they're so consumed in doing what they don't want to do. Well, maybe you can cut back by a few hours or even a day on what you're doing and find a new way to generate revenue or energy. You know, I mean, because if your life is filled up with doing something that you dislike or is so consumptive, it's hard to take time to dream, much less to figure out how to make those dreams a reality. We must make some space. And if you can't make that compromise around in your work area, look to see if there's another area of life where you can make it, where it's not going to add more stress to your life.
The dream example that Marcia gave on the special offer package was that you were, I think it was your dream was to be more physically fit, and your no more, now what, was to stop eating chocolate for breakfast.
That was it.
Uh-huh.
Now, I want to make a really important point here, and this is a very practical teaching point, but it can sound subtle, so please listen for a second. After you say no more, what you would want to do offline is ask yourself why. I like to say why not, but, you know, no more chocolate for breakfast. Well, why? You know, or why not have chocolate for breakfast? And this is where you want to get in touch with the pain. Like you could do it out loud in the privacy of your own home. And when you watch the home study course, you'll see me on video actually working with people and taking you through this process. Because when you can get in touch with the pain point, pain is motivating. So if I say, no more chocolate for breakfast, well, why not? Well, because I feel like crap all day. All day I'm just wanting more and more chocolate. I start having headaches. Now you can feel I'm starting to let my energy build. I start to get headaches and tired, and all I'm thinking about is where I'm going to get my next piece of chocolate. My taste buds are starting to get numb because I'm eating so much sugar. It's so unhealthy for me, and I'm gaining weight, and I'm feeling sluggish, and so forth and so on.
Uh-huh.
Then I say, now what? Now this is the teaching point. You could say, now what? Well, I'm not eating chocolate for breakfast. I'm eating oranges. That's what the realist would say. Okay, well, what did I replace it with? But what I want to teach you in this program to do is to say, now what's possible? So if I go back to me, no more chocolate for breakfast because it's making me feel like crap all day long. Pardon my French. I just feel awful. Now what's possible? I have to close my eyes for a moment, and I have to imagine myself without this thing that I complain about, without the burden or issue. Now what's possible? I wake up in the morning. I'm energized. I'm excited. I'm healthy. I have energy all day long. My brain is functioning at a more efficient capacity, so I'm being more creative. I'm creating new projects. I'm so alive and energized. You know, the weight is just falling off my body. I feel sexier and healthier. more beautiful, and from inside that place, I'm attracting the life partner that I see myself with.
Ah, uh-huh.
Huge difference.
Huge
so
difference.
So not just
right.
Now what's different, but now what's possible when you pull that no more out of your life. Now, I'm telling you, if you can really get in touch with what this issue is costing you, you'll start to, your passion will wake up, you know, because, you know, when we're upset about something or bothered by something, if we really can express it, it's very, very energizing. Don't you agree, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. That whole point of what is it costing you not to do it is huge. I mean, in terms of health, in terms of time, all of those things. I mean, what is it costing you not to eat healthy? It's costing you your health, eventually your end of life. I mean, there's so many things
exactly.
You can connect to
and
that.
And how about what's it costing you to be whining and complaining about it? You know, if I put the energy that I spend whining and complaining about how I feel or how I look
right.
And put that into being creative and manifesting and bringing my dreams forth, boy, I have a whole nother resource pool to draw from.
Here's a good one. What's it costing you to be negative about it? I mean, it just perpetuates more negativity, more of the wrong stuff.
Yes, and one of the modules that you'll get in the home study course is called personal practices. And any time that there's a behavior you want to change or a skill that you want to develop or even master, there's a process that I've developed called personal practices. For example, if I'm constantly criticizing myself, lots of negative self-talk, well, the personal practice I could put into place is I'm going to catch myself in the act of doing that. It's like shining a flashlight on it. I'm going to put on the proverbial pause button. I'm going to take a deep breath, and I'm going to try a little behavior modification and say something loving and kind and supportive about myself. And that is how you change, you know, a negative behavior like constantly putting yourself down. So this system that I'm going to be, the home study course and the content that I'm teaching you now, was phenomenal. What I love about it is that you don't have to use it in a particular order.
Oh, that's nice.
Let's say that you're having a bad day and you're like, you know, all I can think about is my negativity or my doubt. You could go listen to the doubt removal
right.
session, watch the video.
Right.
You know, or it's like, wow, I really know that I need to believe in myself right now, but I'm not. You could watch a short little video and fill in the workbook pages and demonstrate that you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality, that you really do believe in yourself and your dream by taking action. And then you might decide to watch the little video on action steps. So this is I love this course more than anything else I've ever created. This is our first video course, so you get to watch me.
Yeah,
but also
I love it.
And it's not linear. That's what I love about
it. I love that. So, by the way, people, to find out more, I mean, this is the one that she's offering for $500 in about an hour. You can get this right now, and for this amount, for the 97, which is, if you just go to theawareshow.com/weeder, W-I-E-D-E-R. I don't want to say that too many times because I don't want to sabotage what's going on for you later, but
no,
people know that.
It's actually a little bit different than that, and it's actually better.
I know.
When you hear, it's even better than that, and I'll correct that when we actually get into the, into the video.
Okay, so, all right, so now we've set the soul's intention and said no more, now what, and why not? That's good. Turn your life right side up. What is that? What do you mean by that? How do you turn your life?
This actually has to do with discovering your purpose. So most of us live mired in reality, living from our clocks and calendars.
Uh-huh.
Somebody asks you to do something, you go to your calendar to see where you can jam one more thing into an already overscheduled life.
Yeah.
Now, as you say no more, you'll clear some clutter, but also by discovering what your purpose is, like who are you at the core, you know, is your purpose about being in service or making a contribution? Is it about being creative? Is it about living life as an adventure? Like when we really get to, and there's a simple process that I teach for doing that, and I'll touch upon it here, but once we get in touch with who we are, then we can ask the question, how do I want my life to be, which are your dreams? Then your dreams get turned into projects and action steps and scheduled into your life. And I'll repeat it. I said this earlier, but I want to repeat it. So that someday soon, when you open your calendar, what you primarily see scheduled are the activities that are the expression of your heart and soul. So it's literally a flip, because most of us live from our clocks and calendars. And let me say, you'll go to your calendar. Somebody needs you. You'll probably go to your calendar, and you'll squeeze one more thing in. And what will fall to the wayside will be something for you, something for your health, something for your heart, something for your soul. So we really need to know how to make our deepest needs a higher priority. By saying no more, we clear away some clutter. By living more in integrity with our soul, knowing what we want to say yes to and what we want to say no to, our life starts to take on a whole different vibration.
Wow, this is so great. People are entering in the things that they're saying no more to. These are,
I love that.
Love that. That is very powerful. No
I
more.
I will tell you, if you did nothing else than that, your life would change.
So huge. I mean,
and let me tell you one of the really big no mores, and we won't have time to go into it, but it's in the home study course, and that is one of the biggest no mores that you can do to really transform your life, is no more saying that you're going to do something and not doing it.
And not doing it. Mm-hmm.
Because nothing activates the doubter more or faster than you saying you're going to do something and not doing it, or you saying you're going to do something and doing something else. The next time you get a dream that you're passionate about and you're like, well, I'm serious about it this time, that little doubter voice is going to go, oh, no, you always say that.
Right. This Carol here.
You always say you're going to the gym 3 times this week and never go.
No. So you can't trick the mind. When she's saying no more procrastination, so is then you say why, and then find
yes,
out what
kind of what is it costing you?
What
so,
is it costing you to procrastinate?
You know, if it was for me, you know, procrastination is costing me my trusting myself,
mm-hmm.
people trusting me because I'm not keeping my agreements. I feel overloaded and overwhelmed all the time. I'm constantly playing catch up. The biggest thing that procrastination is costing me is trusting myself. And let me say this. In order to achieve big dreams, you need to be willing to take risks. And in order to take risks, you need to trust yourself. And nothing will erode, nothing will erode or build trust, you know, faster or erode it faster. You know, it's all about how you keep your agreements with yourself and with other people. And that's why you can see back in step 2, we talked about keeping your agreements and why it's such a critical piece of manifesting your dreams.
Okay. All right. So once again, this whole process is it's a home study course. It's available to you if you go to theawareshow.com/Wieder, W-I-E-D-E-R. We're going through the steps right now, and this is just one of the things on the special offer. There are 3 or 4 other items, including a really fun DVD that you and I did,
By the way, one of the 4 things that you've talked about that does have the $500 value is our How to Be an Inspiring Speaker program. And we never, ever offer that separately. Like, if people could buy it, that would be a $500 product. And that's what I'll be talking about in the webinar, later today. I'm sorry, Lisa?
Got it. That's that specific product. I see.
Yes,
I see. Okay.
Yes. I mean, I'm not even offering the online video course in my 5:30, webinar. So what we've been talking about, if you're on that, sales page where it says, limited time special for practicing the law of attraction, Marcia Wieder's Your Next Step. We've been talking about, if you can see the whole package there, but if you scroll down, we've been talking really about the 10-step video course. That's all we've been focused on. You know, in addition to that, there's the MP3s on how to be a more effective, inspiring speaker, which is the shortcut step. We'll come back to that. And then the video, do you want to tell them about the guy, our DVD product?
We had so much fun. Wait, I want to stick to the steps real quick here, and then we'll go to those. Okay, so now doubt removal. There's a proven method for overcoming doubt and fear. What the heck is that?
Okay, now we don't have the time here for me to
go into. Oh, that's right. It's a long
time. But I will, because it is, there's 2 videos on that one.
Right,
you know?
It is a long process.
I think it's the only step in the whole time program that has 2 videos, if I'm not mistaken.
It's good, though. It's
2
very good.
2 15-minute videos. But I will say this. If you have not dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, their doubt will magnify yours. But if you've dealt with your own doubt, and I will give you a little snippet now because I don't want you to feel like you have to buy the program to get it. But I you know, there is a whole process that I've spent my life developing. But I want to say that if you have, if you have dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, by contrast, it's the opportunity to deepen your commitment and your conviction to your dreams. So if you turn the voice of the doubter down, it becomes the realist. The realist wants to know, where are you going to get the time and where are you going to get the money? That's what the realist wants to know.
Uh-huh.
But before you turn the voice of the doubter down, I want to teach you to hear from it, because your doubter will give you your list of obstacles. And wherever there is an obstacle, you can design a strategy to manage it. Left unattended to, the number one way that we sabotage our dreams is by projecting our doubt and fear into our dreams.
So something isn't working out for you, the tendency is to focus on that.
And before you even have a chance to, with three little words, when we say, but what if? But what if I buy this program and then I don't even use it? As opposed to, oh, that's the voice of the doubter. I'm going to demonstrate I'm more committed to my dream by taking action on it. And then when my doubt comes up, I'm going to hear from it, get valuable information, and then turn the voice down to the realist. By the way, the realist is an important part of the team. You have to know where you are in order to design the strategy for where you want to go. But the question is, what has being realistic cost you? If you're overly realistic, it can cost you your passion and dreams. It can cost you years off your life. And what most of us do is we compromise on our dreams or give up on them completely before we ever fully explore the possibilities. So this system is designed to help you dream the bigger dream, identify what's in your way, clarify your vision, hear from your doubter, work with the obstacles by turning them into projects and action steps, and developing the personal practices that will support you in becoming a more powerful dreamer, somebody that has greater clarity, courage, and confidence.
And do you do kind of a dialoguing with the doubter? I know you do it with the dreamer.
Yes, that is one of the processes. And in this program, I'll actually take you through both how to hear from the dreamer, because some of us, we need to wake our dreamer up, and there's a module called Wake Up Your Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll teach you how to dream again or how to dream the bigger dream again. We'll hear from the dreamer through meditation, visualization, active imagination, journaling exercises, and then we'll do the same thing with the doubter. And you'll see it's not the enemy. There's nothing to fear. It's an important part of the team, but when it takes over, it's impossible. It's really, really impossible to move forward on your dreams.
Is that why you say that once you have allowed the doubter to be heard, that this is a proven method for overcoming that fear, because that you make it real, you get into integrity with the doubter, and it starts to dissipate?
Beautifully said.
Okay.
I would add to what you just said so eloquently, and it is about realizing that the doubter is not the enemy. It is a life-changing moment in any of my workshops when people get this thing that we make it bigger. We make it into this nasty, ugly monster.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hear from it consciously, it will either get louder and completely take over your life, or it will get quieter. And sometimes that's worse, because then it can unconsciously sabotage your dreams, and we don't want that to happen.
Interesting. Wow. You really have gone through so many different – you've heard it all, haven't you, Marsh?
Well, you know, that my purpose in life is to believe. Now, I would have not known that would have taken me on a 30-year journey into really understanding doubt. But there's a relationship between your – you know, because when I doubt, I don't believe. So I spent a lot of time teasing this apart. And what people love about my content, I'm very proud of this, is that I've taken something and I've made it so unbelievably simple. Like, these are core principles. Any one of them living with greater intention at a soul level, truly saying no to what's no longer true for you, getting in touch with your doubter and your dreamer, and really seeing that it's a daily choice of whether or not you're more committed to your dream or your doubts or your fears. These are life-changing principles that once you really get them, and that's what I like about the video, because I think it's a whole different learning experience. We actually have it up in video. You also get the MP3s so you can listen to it, and there's a workbook, but there's something about listening to it, watching it, and writing it that gets it at every single level, where you really do begin the process of rewiring your circuitry and learning how this works so that you can learn what works best for you.
And you know what I love about this is that it's answering the questions that you guys had started off this call with, which I read just a little bit about. How can you have more money in your life, and how can you attract the right partner, and how can you get most of the questions started with the word how. And this is the answer to that, is you go through these steps and you have a coach, which is Marcia, right there in your desktop and your computer or wherever you're listening to this, and you go through it with a guide, because our mind chatter gets in the way sometimes when we try to do this stuff from a book and so forth. And I'm an auditory lead. Some people are a visual lead. Some people are kinesthetic and they want to write it. So you can kind of do all of that in and then there's, it's very, very, very inspirational. I love this distinction that you make, that believing is a choice. That is a really good point, because not believing is also a choice.
I love that. And you know what? I would also add to that, that by default, if you're not consciously managing your mind and choosing to believe in yourself and your dreams, usually what you get by default are the old limiting beliefs.
It manages you.
Mm-hmm. It manages you, and it keeps us small, and it keeps us stuck. Look, the doubter or even the realist right now might say things to you like, it's no time to dream. Look at the economy. Look at the state of the
wow.
union.
Wow, every moment you turn on the radio, it's
I don't
all,
turn it on.
I know.
I
That's
turn
why
it on
we have these
you.
Calls. Exactly. That's why we have plenty of other things to listen to, folks. Right now, I would just stay focused on the positive.
And but you have to manage your mind. I want to say something about this. I love this. This is because my purpose in life is believing. This is such a critical piece for me. Your attitudes and beliefs are never neutral. They either move you forward or hold you back. But a lot of us have forgotten that we can choose what we believe. The $64,000 question and what Dream University is all about is this. Can you believe in something not because there are promises, guarantees, or assurances? Can you believe in something simply because it matters to you? And then demonstrate that it really does matter to you by taking action. You see, that's why this is not a linear process, because at any time your doubt and fear could come up, even mine does, even after all the work that I've done, and I know, Lisa, you and I have talked about this, it does come up. So then what there is to do is to remember that there are tools, to consciously choose to use the tool, to remember that believing is a choice. And if right now in this moment you can't believe, okay, well, what can you believe then? And can you go back to your dream? And this is where or why your why is so important. Because when the rubber meets the road, when it's time to turn your dream into a project and to get on the phone and to call people, or to take practical action steps, this is where people often go, well, I'm not really sure that I really want this dream. And it's like, wait a minute, the doubter has come up. Or maybe you've gotten a couple of no's and a couple of setbacks. You know, we get thrown off by no.
Right,
so
right.
Your ability to come back to center, how about no more letting other people's opinions matter more than my own?
Wow, there's a big one.
Yeah, and you'll start to see mm-hmm. it's not a linear process. So then you'll be kind of tooling along, and you'll go like, oh, you know, I think I need to go back. I think it's time to take my dream to the next level, or I think there's a deeper level of intention that my soul wants me to care about, or I believed up until yesterday, but after that, no, I don't remember why I'm even doing this dream. And, you know, and you'll be able to get a reset and really use me as your personal coach. I did ask Jack at one point, I said, to Jack Hanford, I said, Jack, you could have any coach in the world. I've been Jack's coach for almost 3 years. I said, Jack, you could have almost any coach in the world. Why do you pick me? And he goes, oh, that's simple. He goes, you're the best. I said, well, what makes me the best? He said, well, you're funny and you're ferocious.
True.
You're feisty and you're for real, you know, and all of us need to have coaches. So it would be my privilege to support you through this home study course, to be your coach there every step of the way, encouraging you, asking you to take a deeper look, asking you to revisit something, to believe more fully in yourself and your dream, because that's why I'm here. That's a big part of my purpose.
And this is especially for people that there's Tina from Tamaqua, I think, doesn't know what she's supposed to do. This is a great process, even if you don't have an idea of what your goal is or what your dream is.
Let me address that. At least, and thank you for your courage, because was it Tina, Lisa?
Yes, Tina.
Yes, so Tina, I love that you had the courage to put that down, because when I'm giving a live talk, I can ask how many of you in this room don't have a dream. And I want you to know half the hands in the room go up.
Wow.
So I've worked with this a lot. So
and they're at a dream workshop. Wow, that's awesome.
Yep, half the people. And that's because, as I said earlier, we're so mired in reality. We think dreaming is frivolous. And part of my mission is to redefine dreams. A dream is something that you want, that you're committed to making happen in your life. That's how I mean dreams.
Nice.
We're not talking about fantasies or maybe some days. But, Tina, what I would say is the first thing you could do is you could reframe it. Instead of my dream instead of I don't have a dream, you could say, okay, my dream is to have a dream. Well, now, what's the strategy?
Nice.
And I'll tell you, it's true. It's more powerful to move toward what you want than it is to move away from what you don't want. I don't have a dream is a problem to solve. But my dream is to have a dream is something I'm passionate about moving toward. And it's so beautiful, because the strategy for this is to go on a passion quest. Take a period of time, a weekend, a week, a month. You don't have to put the rest of your life on hold, but what there is to do is to discover who you are now. What is it that you love? What is it that matters to you? What is it that moves you? And you can start small. I mean, for some people, a dream could be a bubble bath, a glass of champagne, and a romance novel. You know, for others, we have the, you know, I want to heal poverty on the planet. My big dream that I'm working on right now is that Dream University and I personally, Marcia Weider, are committed to helping 1 million dreams come true in 2012.
Really?
We want to actually help 1 million people achieve your dreams. And it doesn't matter what it is. And that's why if you haven't, please do, I'll just throw it out one last time, that free webinar, dreamuniversity.com/TV show, if you want to join me for a live video webinar. That's a good way for you to just get involved in my database, as is to buy this program. Now, I'm not going to be offering what we're offering here. I'm not going to be offering the Your Next Step home video course. I'm not going to be offering, you know, the 10 video lessons. I'm not going to be offering the 30 MP3s where I interview Jack Canfield and David Bach and Les Brown and Lynn Twist and all these extraordinary people about how to make dreams come true.
That's so cool.
Being offered here, and all of it is $97. So
it's amazing. This is an absolutely off-the-charts package. I got to just tell you guys, when Marcia put this together, she didn't realize what she was through in that farm.
I did the oops. What was not supposed to be included in this was the Inspiring Speaker MP3s. Let me tell you what that is. That's a $3,000 live program that people attend with me and five other speakers, including Arthur Joseph, the voice coach for Angelina Jolie and Pierce Brosnan, a humorist for Saturday Night Live, Patricia Fripp, where all of us teach you how to be a more powerful speaker. And whether you want to be a professional speaker or you just want to be a better communicator, let me make this point. The number one way to experience greater ease and shortcuts on any dream is to share your dream with other people. But it's how you share your dream that makes all the difference in the world. And most of us don't want to share our dreams because it's scary and people might judge us. But your ability to articulate your dream with clarity and succinctly is the most powerful thing that you can do. So on one hand, I made a mistake because that wasn't – originally we had something else here and there was a timing conflict and it was kind of a last-minute decision. But I'm going to trust God and Spirit that the reason why this once-in-a-lifetime offer is here, literally, you're getting all of these. The Your Next Step course is a $297 course. The 30 MP3s for Dream U Camp is a $297 product right on my website. Each one of those sells for $297.
Which is amazing.
You know,
yeah.
The Inspiring Speaker MP3s, we don't sell that separately. And the DVD, which you and I are in, and we can talk about that in a second. But for the reason I must have offered it is because you who are on this call, whether you're listening live or as a download, must be a messenger. You must have a message, a calling, a purpose, or a mission. And God must have wanted you to have these DVDs. I think there's like, I mean, it's literally, it's 5 days worth of content. It's like 60 MP3s or something.
Yeah,
it's
phenomenal. Great. It's great.
It's mind-blowing. And it's all, you know, broken down so you can listen to it. You can learn just how to use your voice. By the way, a deeper, more resonant voice is more trustworthy. And
this
Arthur,
is,
go ahead. I just got excited about it. Like,
that's
I have to
cool.
trust at a certain level that God must have wanted your people to have this, Lisa.
That's what I'm talking about. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys are so lucky to be a part of this community here because this is the type of stuff that happens to our listeners, which is great. So, I mean, what we went through here, what we've gone through is this steps on how to, and hopefully you've gotten a little bit clearer here about how to create your goals, that you need to set your intention with purpose and your integrity, and we did a little of that on the call here where people set their intention, said no more and now what, and a couple of people even wrote in here no more stuff about husbands not saying what they're going to do. A lot of great stuff. We have no more procrastination. That's great. And then the other step was turning your life right side up, how you can really be take the things out of the calendar so that you have more time to be able to wake up your inner dreamer. Now, there is a process in the videos that's it's like an hour and a half process of waking up that dreamer. You do a dialogue with your dreamer, which sounds a little bit like just an example, Marcia. What does that sound like?
Yeah, and I want to mention one thing, and I'm going to move right into this, but the woman who said that her no more is, you know, she's going to change her husband, the second video in this series, which is about agreements, will teach you a very powerful process for getting alignment and agreement with your husband. Because you can't make him, you can't write no more about him, but I can teach you the power of having a conscious conversation with him and how to negotiate agreement.
That's good. That's good.
Very, very
no more
important.
From, and then Uma from Chicago, she says, no more unrealistic expectations of my husband that he cannot deliver. But you know what? I like that because she's taking
that's beautiful.
Dan, that's very empowering.
That's her changing her expectations. And
like
we can also teach you how to have more powerful conversations with him because the agreements that you have will bring back intimacy or deepen your intimacy. And speaking of intimacy, I have an intimate relationship with my dreamer because almost every morning for the last 10 years, literally, I have shelves and shelves and shelves of journals. My morning practice is often to wake up and to dialogue with the dreamer inside of me. So I write M for Marcia and D for dreamer. So I write, Marcia, I might ask a question. So I might say, what do I need to act on my dream today? And then I just, from some part of me, something bubbles up. And sometimes it takes me a few minutes to get into this, and your rational mind might say, oh, come on, it's just you. But the truth of it is we do have what some people call subpersonalities. We do have different parts of ourselves. You know, I know that the process of hearing from different parts of ourselves is starting to become a more mainstream practice. I'm hearing it more and more. When I started doing it 20 years ago, people thought that I was schizophrenic. So I want you to know
no, it's good.
That
the dialogue,
you know, I
is
was
great.
M for Marcia, you know, what can I do to move forward on my dream today? And then if I take a moment and I breathe, and I exhale, my dreamer says, you take a moment, Marcia. In this moment, this is what it says. Bring your hands to your heart and feel how important this is to you. So then I just do that. And then M for Marcia, what else should I know? And the dreamer might say, you know, you've been away from me for a while. I think it would be good for you to write your dream out in detail again. So I just take a few minutes and I write my dream out, and then I M for Marcia, I might say anything else, and Dreamer might say, yeah, you forgot the part where you want to be part of this, or you forgot mm-hmm. where you said that being paid for it was important to you. And I'm like, thank you. Anything else? You know? Yes. And often it works best when I ask the part questions, you know, and then actually receive the guidance, the inspiration. Then I have to turn it into projects and action steps or develop personal practices. And that's why this course is laid out exactly the way that it is.
I just added that part into it. Thank you very much for that step.
Yeah, don't forget that part.
Right.
And you paid well for it.
That would help. All right. And then
you could even say to become a rich woman doing it. You know, one of the things I'm trying on, I try on different dreams. So my new dream is I want to make millions by helping millions of people achieve their dreams.
Oh, I
Isn't
like that
fun?
One. Can we
now,
take
the
that
first time I said it, I couldn't even get it out of my mouth. Oh,
that's...
my God. The doubter went, that's so greedy, and people are going to see you as selfish, and here's my list of obstacles, and what will people think, and that's not being altruistic, and that's not being service, and that's greedy, and, you know, so, okay, now I've engaged my doubter. Let me get my list of obstacles down. You know, and then it's like, okay, let me determine which of these obstacles are internal beliefs and which of them are external and need strategies and plans. And, oh, I better take a little time now. Sometimes in the middle of talking to the dreamer, the doubter comes popping in. And useful to learn how to separate these two voices, because the more you can separate them, the greater the integration will be and the greater your clarity will be. Procrastination, worrying, one step forward, two steps back, those are all symptoms that the doubter has taken over.
Interesting. All right, I want to open up the phones to callers. You can press star 2 to raise your hand, and I will call on you by the city and state your phone is registered in, and you can ask Marcia Weider a question directly. So while those calls are coming in, this entire, as we were just talking about real quick, I want to just mention, if you go to that website again, theawareshow.com/Weider, W-I-E-D-E-R, not only is this ridiculously off the hook, not offered anywhere else in the planet, offer that Marcia put together, but there is a really cool DVD that she and I did together in Colorado for Gaia, it was so beautiful and so fun, and we cried, and oh my God, I haven't even seen the finished copy. Are we still crying?
Oh, it's stunning. You know, I will say this, often on a video, maybe you guys can relate to this, there's something I don't like about myself. I don't like my voice, my skin,
your
my
doubter's
hair.
Coming in.
I love everything about this. So this is 1 hour of me delivering live content in a small audience and interspersed with Lisa asking really meaningful, intimate, heartfelt questions. I talk about things on this DVD that I've never talked about anywhere else. It's high quality, it's beautifully produced, you know, it's
nice.
A hard product, it's something we'll physically get delivered to you because a lot of the other stuff are downloads, but the great thing is that, you know, I think we're all set up that as soon as you sign up for your $97 package, I think within 24 hours you're going to receive, if I'm not mistaken, do you know, Lisa? But very quickly you're going to receive all of the downloads.
Right. You get passwords and so forth to get into Marcia's website so that you can get all these downloads and watch them all live, right? I mean, watch them right there on your computer. So you get all that stuff and immediately. And it comes in, I guess they say, to allow 24 hours or 48 hours for it to
come in. I think it's because your people have to get my people the information so that we can get everything processed and through, because it was a little bit complicated on the back end. But you guys are going to love this. This is so easy to use. You literally click on whatever module you want to watch. You watch the video. You listen to me. There's a workbook, beautiful workbook that you can print out. You're going to do the simple exercise, and you're going to feel lighter and back in action. And also, I just want to say the 30 MP3s Dream You Camp. Last summer, I interviewed world-class experts. Oh, my gosh. I mentioned a few, but David Bach on Financing Your Dreams. Bruce Lipton, I know you've had Bruce on, the biology of beliefs. Jack Canfield on how to manifest your dreams. Les Brown, I got Les to tell stories he's never told before.
Okay.
And all of that is included in the package, and you can just put that right onto your iPod.
You could spend hours on this.
CD.
So if you have a question about your dream and how, and this process that we're working through, you can press star 2 to raise your hand, and I'm going to call on you in just a minute by the city and state that your phone is registered in. So we were going through this action steps on creating a dream and boiling down what we really needed to do in order to create that dream. So far, you will have written this out right now on this call.
And Lisa, let me say one thing, if I may. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I want people to see. They can see the process. So if they went to that page that you told them with my last name, which is W-I-E, I before E, except after C, you said it right.
Okay.
I'm just repeating it. And then on that page, you'll see there's a button. Now, I'm already on the sales page. What does the button say that will get them onto the actual?
Oh, it says special offer.
Right. So if you click on that button that says special offer, you'll see all of the goodies, but also if you scroll down to item one, which is the online video course, you'll see the 10 steps that Lisa and I were actually taking you through.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So keeping your agreement, your soul's intention, no more. There's a different video module for each one of those. So you'll see there's 10 inspiring video lessons, the beautiful workbook, the community membership. If you scroll down a little further, you'll also see the 30 MP3s, and actually there's 34. It's 30 different people, but there's actually 34 because I'm in there every day. So you get, and what's wonderful, some of these are half an hour, really easy to consume, and some of them were 1 hour talks. And you can see the list of all the people. There's a partial list, Mary Morrissey, Sandra Yancey, Marcy Shymoff.
Nice.
And then go down a little further, then you'll also get the MP3s for the Inspiring Speaker Program. We'll teach you content, marketing, and presentation on how to be a more powerful communicator, critical for accomplishing your dreams faster. And then there's the beautiful DVD of Marcia and Lisa. You know, I'm looking
to
see
that on there. Right.
It
doesn't
say it. You know,
it's
so funny. On the back is the picture of both of us. We need to update this page and say it's Marcia and Lisa.
That's right. I'm on there live and in person. Well, not live, but in person. So you hear my voice all the time on these calls. You can
actually see. Well, now you get to see her magnificent, curly, gorgeous hair. You get to see two girlfriends, you know, really revealing the depth of our heart. And it really was out of this that we became such good friends.
Yes, we had a great connection there, and Marcia did tell me some amazing stories that will send chills down your spine, and you could really understand why Marcia is the way that she is, because she has an incredible childhood with a sister who was hard of hearing. Right?
Actually deaf. You know, I mean, there are things that have happened to you in your life that have formed you to be uniquely you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them that you would celebrate, some of them that you might even grieve or mourn. But when you really get to the depth of who you are, the essence of your heart and soul, everything in life changes. Life becomes sweeter. It becomes more meaningful. You know, and that's, you know, my hope and prayer is that if you do decide to take your next step with me, which is what this whole program is all about, that you'll use these tools to really get to the depth of who you are. Yes, you can use them to make more money. Yes, you can use them to fall in love and be in a committed relationship. I've helped thousands of people do all of that, make career changes, make more money. But at the end of the day, you can also use it for really remembering who you are, which will reignite your passion and give you a whole new level of meaning for living your life.
Now, I just wanted to go back for a second with that sales page. If you scroll to the very bottom of that page, also you'll see there's a thank you gift on there for people that have stayed on the call and so forth. That's a free thank you gift that people can also get to experience and listen to more of what Marcia's doing. And I also wanted to mention on this, there's projects and action steps. One of the things to really make your dream come true is to build a dream community. And that's a process, basically, of having other people hold you accountable to what your dream is. That's one of the things that was so cool about this call is that I got to read your dreams in person here. And also, did I mention you pressed star 2 to raise your hand? Sorry about that. I forgot to mention.
Oops.
Did I forget that?
Star 2, and
oh,
we'll
shoot.
Use the rest of the call to take questions. Lisa, also, I don't see the gift. Where is that? Is that on the
You
got
to refresh
page?
Your page. You have to refresh your page in order to see the thank you gift at the bottom of it.
Okay.
If you go back to theawareshow.com/Weeder, W-I-E-D-E-R, then click on the special offer. And then you
it's actually on the special offer page. So if I just scroll all the way down, the thank you gift is 12 Ways to Be a 21st Century Visionary. It's an MP3 and a PDF. And that's just a thank you gift for being on the call, right?
Right. Yep, absolutely. So that's free for everybody who's on the call, and that I really appreciate that. And I think I forgot to mention the you press star 2 to raise your hand, so we might not have enough time for callers at this point. Sorry about that. But what was mentioned about the Dream Community is that you have something like that on your – I mean, you've taught thousands of people how to be dream coaches.
Yeah, yeah. Right? By purchasing the Your Next Step course, you'll actually get access into our community where we have over 10,000 people who have registered their dreams. And we actually have an area in there called Requests and Resources. And it might be if you're looking for something, maybe you're wanting to meet somebody or get connected to somebody. Like somebody just put up there, I'm going to New York, for a special event at the UN and I need a place to stay. And somebody responded and they got a place to stay. So it could be something as simple as that, or it might be, you know, I'm looking for an agent or I'm looking for somebody that can help me, break into a foreign market. There's all kinds. And I really want you to hear me. No dream is too big and no dream is too small. So we welcome you. And if you're in need of a new dream, you've come to the right place as well.
It makes it very, very real when you start to put it out there and you put it in writing for the world to see and you start getting responses back on, I did this, hey, I did that, let's try to do this together. I mean, there's all sorts of things and connections that you can make by having a specific dream community. Now, this is a community of conscious people, which is very cool.
And
people
also, I loved what you said early on. It's a safe community.
Yes,
you
it
said
is
that about
safe.
Your about these calls. That mm-hmm. we really want to create a safe space so that you can get in touch with the depth and the truth of who you are, so that you'll find the courage and the clarity to stop doing the things that are sucking the life out of you or that you're complaining about or that you're wasting time on, and especially to give you the tools, the support, the encouragement, and the coaching to take your next step, because that's the way that you demonstrate that you're more committed to your dreams than to any doubt, fear, or reality that might get in the way.
And there's also live dream coaches that help you along as well, right? Your dream coaches also help people along on various areas of your in the communities, right?
Oh, absolutely, and they're in the community right there. They offer their wisdom, their insight. There's no charge for that.
Very
cool.
As
somebody who's taking the course, the Your Next Step, we don't want you to ever feel that you're doing it alone. Because the truth of it is, you know, the way that we get in action, this is an amazing insight. This is one of those simple, like, ahas. With one step, you're now in action on your dream. You're not just thinking about it, talking about it, or dreaming about it. People relate to you differently because you relate to you differently. You're serious about making it happen when you take your next step.
Because you get it out of your head, right?
It's out of your head. It's mm-hmm. out in the world. You know, and also your perspective changes with one step. You know, instead of living in the maybe someday, you're now in action. New resources show up. You have a new point of view. People relate to you differently because you're actually doing something about it.
Very, very cool. This is all, I mean, again, these calls are for you to be able to transform your life in any way. You know my goal is to make consciousness mainstream. So the more people get this type of information that Marcia has to say, the more that raises the vibration of this planet, the more conscious communication and conversations you have with people on, you know, online, on the phone, and it makes it a more harmonious place and a safer place to live. And then we live in that place of possibilities, and that's the whole point of having this information at your fingertips and for making these enormous, you know, processes available for you guys. And my Marcia spent years developing this stuff, and then we just dropped it down to $100 and we're giving it away.
It is really crazy.
I know. But
so
thank
you will never, and let me make it really clear, guys. You will never see this offer again.
Yeah, we're pretty clear about that. She couldn't renege on it. She's like, oh, did I really do that? But that's cool. And it will go away in just a few days. So if you guys can jump on that offer, you go to theawareshow.com/WIEDER. In the meantime, write your goals down, be very clear, make sure that you are in your goal, and say no more, now what, to say no more, most of all, to what's not working for you in your life, and now what, to what is working for you in your life.
Because your people really value practicality, can I give them one more piece?
Of course.
Okay. So where big dreams, if you have a big dream or a long-term dream, those dreams are sometimes more challenging to really get some traction on. So a big dream dies when you just put, like, on your to-do list, write a book. you've got to break it down into, as we talked about earlier, projects that you can easily accomplish in 30 days or less. And then the whole strategic planning process that I do go into in one of the videos is you take your big dream, you break it down into a project, you break the project down further into tactics and action steps. Then you assign a date to each one of those action steps. And since it's a 30-day project, all of the dates are going to be within the next 30 days. You put those in chronological order, and now you have your to-do list for the next 30 days to actually get traction on your big dream by accomplishing your 30-day project. The shortcut step is to identify who can help you, specifically like names and resources. And then I'll teach you in the dream team process how to speak powerfully about your dreams in a way that will get people on board to help you and support you.
Because when you get into that process of what Marcia just mentioned, you just start talking to everybody about it. What are
exactly.
you up to? I'm working on this.
And how about this? Be highly intentional, explore all possibilities, and make every conversation count.
Okay.
If you have a network marketing business or you're a coach or a solopreneur, forget this 1 in 10 stuff. Let's take it down to 1 in 5 say yes. Mm. Then let's take it down to 1 in 1. If you can be connected to your purpose and passion, if you can share your dream with clarity so people get it, you know, and make specific requests where you make it easy for people to say yes, people will hire you, invest in you, join you, life gets easier.
Want to work with you. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You'll accomplish more faster.
Absolutely.
So I want to basically say to you, you know, that this the step, it begins with getting your dream out of your head, writing it down. Write the dream out in as much detail as possible. Let the doubter bubble up, and then watch the video where I'll explain to you how to work with it. Your whole life will change. I mean, if you know, I said earlier that we waste a lot of energy in complaining and whining. That's nothing compared to the amount of energy that we waste in empowering the doubt and the fear.
Amazing.
If you could take back that energy that you use in worrying, in second-guessing, in doubting, in questioning, and apply that to manifesting your dreams, everything in your life would change for the better.
You know, and that's what someone just mentioned, Tanya just wrote in, saying, no more feeling like I am not good enough. She is done with that.
Good.
And I love that.
Good. Well, I hope you'll demonstrate your commitment. I really, from my heart, I do hope that you will demonstrate your commitment by signing up for the Your Next Step course. Demonstrate that you're serious and more committed to your dreams than to any doubt, fear, or reality by taking action. I want to make this point really clear. Whether you take action right now and join us and decide to become part of my course and my programs or something else, you must take action. And ideally, the sooner the better, to demonstrate that you really do believe in your dream. Without the action, whatever it is, nothing changes. Nothing.
That is a very, very good point. It's about, and that's the other thing is that she mentions and Marcia mentions in this whole thing is projects and action steps, and this is all about that, making this your next step, making this your personal practice. All right, well, I know that you have to run because you have another call, but you are awesome. Thank you.
Well, I love and adore you, and I'm just so grateful for the way that you interview. We got so much information in, and I hope people will listen to the replay. And if you're listening to it as a download, I hope that you're inspired to act on your dream, because it's never been a better or a more important time to get clear about what matters to you and put a stake in the ground and take action on it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't even matter what is going on with the economy. Do not, at this point, turn your attention to what's going to work for you. Take your attention away from what's not working. Turn your attention towards what is possible, because it is out there. And that's what the whole point of the law of attraction is that your thoughts are magnets for what you want to create in your life. And if you're having doubtful, negative thoughts, you're going to create more doubt and more negativity. If you start turning your steps or your thoughts towards these practical application of possibility, then it comes out of the what if stage and gets into the how stage, and it's where the possibilities are. It
I
really
love
is.
That.
So thank you so much, my friend, and thank
you
for being
you.
A girlfriend and for hanging out with me and for always taking my call.
Absolutely.
You're awesome. Thank you.
And Lisa, thank you for your dream, for your big dream. And you and I were such kindred spirits and kindred sisters on this path of just doing our piece to make the world a better place. So thank you for continually taking your next step and walking your path.
And also thank you to the people who wrote in their dreams here. These are very, very powerful. A lot of people on this call have the same type of dreams to improve the quality of our life here on this planet and to make incredible change and having great actions and great projects in the works as well that I've seen here on this during this call. So thank you guys so much for being of like minds, for being in this community, for sharing. And what we've done here is we've really put into action a lot of things. So know that you've already started that process just by listening, just by being on this call. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Marcia. Go prosper, and I will talk to you again very soon.
Much, much love. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye. Okay, so, and just, I really do want to continue to thank you and to say, just by being on this call, you already have put into process what it is that you want to create in your life. So I thank you so much for joining this call, and I very much appreciate anyone who has written in their dream. You can continue to do that if you go to theawareshow.com/weeder, W-I-E-D-E-R. Go ahead and put that in there. And I love how the words are changing as we got through the call, as from how do I don't have enough of, to I want to do this, my dream is this, this is what I want to create, this is why. And I love the way that you've changed your languaging just in this last hour. It's beautiful to see the transformation happen right before my eyes. And I thank you all so much for stepping up, as I said earlier, for playing full out, for being an active participant on these calls and in your life. Thank you so much. I hope everybody feels absolutely fantastic and has a wonderful rest of your day. And until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.